Well, I was delighted with her. It's the first time at four-star level in an arena like that, and she did incredibly well. She came down the centre line beautifully and halted nicely and just went a little bit tense in the move-off, which she carried around the turn, which was a shame. But it was faultless until the very, very expensive last line change that we fluffed, and that was the difference, really, from being a fantastic test in the 40s, but getting 50.7 at her first four-star, I'm delighted.
Well done again. What's your plan for the rest of today?
Course walking, and I've got Beltane Queen, who's also doing her first four-star, to work as well in preparation for dressage tomorrow afternoon. But yes, there's an awful lot to jump out there, and it's a tremendously fantastic course, but my goodness, it's going to take some jumping, and I just hope that my two girls are feeling incredibly brave for Saturday.
As a rider, when you've got two horses on different days, when do you start focusing on the cross country, or is that just in the back of your mind the whole time?
I think it's there in the back of the mind all the time. You're sort of, thinking things through, but when you're on the horse and working with the dressage, obviously you're very focused on every step that's taken. It takes a few days to sort of make a plan really for the cross country and make a plan for all three phases.
Best of luck and well done. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.